Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into another deep dive stock analysis with you today. If you're passionate about investing and want to uncover the real story behind some of the biggest names in the market, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down Infosys Limited, ticker symbol INFI, one of the heavyweights in the global IT services space. We're going to cover everything: company background, financials, recent performance, valuation, SWOT analysis, and even an intrinsic value calculation. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Infosys is a name many of you might already know, but for those who don't, it's a leading player in the IT consulting and services industry, headquartered in Bengaluru, India. They've been around since 1981. And have grown into a global powerhouse with a market cap of over $77 billion as of the latest data. With around 300,000 employees worldwide, they're delivering cutting-edge tech solutions, from cloud computing to AI, for clients across industries like finance, healthcare, and manufacturing. Today, we're not just skimming the surface, we're going deep into what makes Infosys tick and whether it's a stock worth adding to your portfolio. Stick with me as we unpack it all. Let's start with a closer look at who Infosys is and what they do. Founded over four decades ago, Infosys has built a reputation as a trusted partner for digital transformation. Their business model revolves around providing consulting, technology, outsourcing, and next-gen digital services. They operate in key markets like North America, Europe, and India, helping enterprises navigate the complexities of modern tech landscapes. Under the leadership of CEO Salil Parekh, Infosys has doubled down on innovation, especially in areas like artificial intelligence and cloud services. Their mission? To enable clients to create and execute strategies for their digital journeys. It's a competitive space, but Infosys has carved out a strong niche. Let's see if the numbers back up their story. Now let's talk revenue, where the rubber meets the road. For the fiscal year 2025, Infosys reported total revenue of $19.28 billion, a solid increase from $18.56 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, their core business, software services, accounted for a massive $18.38 billion, while software products and platforms contributed about $898 million. Geographically, North America is their biggest market, bringing in $11.7 billion, or roughly 58% of total revenue. Europe follows with $5.75 billion, and India, though smaller, still chipped in $593 million. The rest of the world added $0.77 billion. What stands out here is their heavy reliance on North America, great for stability given the region's tech demand, but it also means they're exposed to any slowdowns there. Year over year, their growth is steady but not explosive, with about a 3.9% increase from 2024. Is this enough to keep pace with competitors? We'll circle back to that. Let's shift gears to earnings. Infosys recently reported their Q3 2026 results, and the headline is they beat expectations. Revenue for the quarter grew 0.6% sequentially and 1.7% year-over-year in constant currency terms, which isn't massive, but still a positive in a tough macro environment. Management raised their full-year revenue growth guidance, signaling confidence in sustained demand, particularly from financial services clients. Net income for FY 2025 came in at $3.6 billion, with an EPS of 76, slightly down from 77 in 2024 despite higher revenues. This suggests some margin pressure, which we'll dig into next. The key takeaway? Infosys is delivering consistent results and showing resilience, especially with large deal wins in AI. But volatility in client budgets remains a risk. Diving into the Q3 2026 earnings call transcript, management painted an optimistic picture. They called it a strong performance, emphasizing growth in AI and enterprise solutions. They highlighted over 3,000 AI-related projects in their pipeline, a clear sign they're positioning themselves as leaders in this transformative space. Partnerships like the one with Cognition to accelerate AI software development were also a big talking point. However, they did caution about discretionary project delays and timing issues with client budgets. It's a mixed bag. Exciting growth prospects in AI, but near-term headwinds could create bumps. What does this mean for investors? it's a reminder that while Infosys is innovating, execution and external demand will be critical to watch. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Infosys's financial health. Starting with the income statement, their gross profit margin for FY 2025 sits at a healthy 29.8%, though net profit margin is a bit lower at 16.2%. This shows they're profitable but face significant operating costs, likely tied to talent and R&D investments. EBITDA for 2025 was $5.7 billion, up from $4.97 billion in 2024, reflecting operational efficiency. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets stand at $17.42 billion, with cash and equivalents at $3.21 billion, a nice cushion. Total liabilities are $6.17 billion, giving a low debt-to-equity ratio of 0.07, which screams financial stability. Their current ratio of 1.81 indicates they can easily cover short-term obligations. Finally, cash flow. Free cash flow for 2025 was a robust $4.2 billion, up from $2.88 billion in 2024. They're generating cash hand over fist, even after paying out $2.4 billion in dividends. ROE at 29.7% and ROI at 27.1% are impressive, showing they're using capital effectively. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a stable, cash-rich company with room to invest in growth. But are they overvalued? Let's find out. Now on to valuation. Infosys is currently trading at $18.63 per share, with a trailing PE ratio of 24.2 and a forward PE of around 25.2 for FY 2025, dropping to 23.9 for 2026. Compared to the industry average PE of 35.1 for IT services, Infosys looks reasonably priced, perhaps even a bit undervalued. Their price-to-sales ratio of 3.91 is also in line with peers. Dividend yield stands at 2.66%, which is attractive for income investors. Enterprise value is $75.88 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 4.9%, they're generating solid returns for shareholders. However, Seeking Alpha's recent article calls them fully valued, citing modest growth. I'm not entirely sold on that. Given their AI push, there could be upside if they execute well. Let's see what the intrinsic value tells us. Let's break down Infosys through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Strengths. First, consistent revenue growth. 0.6% sequential and 1.7% year-over-year in Q3 2026 is steady, especially in a challenging macro environment. Their focus on AI, with over 3,000 projects and partnerships like with ATP for fan experience chatbots, positions them as innovators. Strong financials, low debt, high ROE, and $3.2 billion in cash give them flexibility. Weaknesses, margin pressure is a concern. Despite revenue growth, EPS dipped slightly in 2025, likely due to rising costs in talent and tech investments. Heavy reliance on North America for 58% of revenue is a risk if the region slows. Opportunities. AI and digital transformation are massive tailwinds. Collaborations like with Cognition to deploy AI tools globally could unlock new revenue streams. Emerging markets also offer growth potential if they expand beyond North America and Europe. Threats. Client budget volatility and discretionary project delays, as mentioned in the earnings call, could hurt short-term results. Competition in IT services is fierce, think TCS and Accenture, and geopolitical or currency risks could impact margins. Overall, Infosys has a strong foundation, but execution in AI and managing costs will be key to staying ahead. Let's check out Infosys' recent stock performance. Over the past week, Infy is up 3.04%, and over the last month, it's gained 4.84%. Looking at a broader horizon, the stock has surged 15.93% in the past 3 months, though it's down 13.63% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's only up 2.81%, underperforming the broader tech sector, which gained 65.25% in the same period. On the chart, we can see some volatility. There was a wild 50% surge in December 2025 that quickly cooled off, as reported by MarketWatch. Short term, the stock seems to be in a consolidation phase. If you're a trader, watch for a break above key resistance around $19.50 for a bullish move. For long-term investors, this choppy performance raises questions about growth catalysts. Now, let's tackle intrinsic value to see if Infosys is a buy at current levels. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow model, factoring in their free cash flow growth, discount rate, and terminal value assumptions. I've assumed a conservative revenue growth rate of 4% annually for the next 5 years, based on their historical trends and industry outlook. Free cash flow, currently at $4.2 billion, is projected to grow at a similar pace, with a discount rate of 8% to account for market risks and their low beta of 0.26. Terminal growth is pegged at 2.5%, in line with global GDP growth. Let's see the results. After crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value for Infosys comes out to approximately $22.50 per share. At the current price of $18.63, this suggests the stock is undervalued by about 20%. This aligns with the idea that their forward PE is below the industry average, and their AI initiatives could drive upside. However, this assumes they maintain growth and manage costs. Any slip-ups could narrow this margin of safety. For value investors, this looks like a potential opportunity, but I'd keep an eye on near-term earnings for confirmation. So what's the final verdict on Infosys? They're a solid company with a strong balance sheet, leadership in AI, and consistent, if not spectacular, growth. Their financials are rock solid, with low debt and high cash flows, and the intrinsic value suggests there's upside at current prices. However, margin pressures, reliance on North America, and competitive risks are real concerns. For long-term investors, I'd say Infosys is a hold with potential to buy on dips, especially if they prove their AI strategy pays off. If you're more risk-averse, that 2.6% dividend yield adds a nice buffer. What do you think? Are you bullish on Infosys, or do you see red flags I've missed? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I love hearing from you. If you found this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. End of transcript.